Wednesday, we started the season of Lent. Did you notice it? A few of you did. Some of you even went on Wednesday morning or evening to receive a blessing of ashes on your forehead. But if you were otherwise occupied, you may not have noticed that we started a new season in the church year. If you hear anything in the media about the Christian season of Lent, they often focus on how we're supposed to give up something, some guilty pleasure perhaps, without missing out on too much. You know, I really do think that Lent has a bad rap, both out there in popular media, but among Christians too. There's still a lot of us who think that Lent is about punishing ourselves to appease either our guilt or to satisfy a sadistic God. But that is not the loving Creator who breathed life into us and humbly came to us in Jesus Christ. We have all been in a wilderness of one sort or another. I mean the kind of wilderness that Jesus was in for 40 days. Not necessarily with the same landscape, but a wilderness of the soul. Our wildernesses may all look different from each other, of course. Maybe it looks like a hospital room. Or maybe it looks like the rain pelting down on your windshield after another job interview that didn't go all that well. Some Olympic athletes may be facing a wilderness too after so many, many years of hard training that have ended in disappointment. But wilderness is more than disappointment or even failure. It's that place where we face our deepest fears and demons. Maybe it looks like the kitchen table where you eat your meal alone after losing your spouse. It may even be a wilderness that's in the pit of your stomach where you beg for a word from God, a word of hope, but hear nothing except the quiet whisper of your own breath. Maybe it's that parking lot where you can't find your car on the day you lost your job. Wildernesses come in many shapes and sizes, and the only way that we can really tell that we're in one is to look around for what we normally count on to save our lives, to give us life, and we come up empty. No food, no earthly power, no special protection, and like Jesus, we're face to face with a demon or two that throws something dear and sacred back in our face. Obviously, this spiritual wilderness is not something we generally look for. We don't seek it out. Most of us, in fact, put a lot of effort into avoiding that kind of wilderness. But we can't avoid it forever. Sooner or later, every one of us will find ourselves in the desert, facing down our demons. And Lent is an invitation to prepare for that time in our lives that inevitably comes, to train and strengthen our spiritual muscles, to develop our spiritual skills, to help us face our wilderness times. Really, that's what Jesus was doing out there for 40 days. He was preparing for the hard work that he was starting as he began his ministry. And every time when the devil came to him and offered him more of something, more bread, more power, more protection, Jesus turned it down. No to the bread, Jesus says. No to the kingdoms of the world. No to the angelic bodyguards. So what did that long famishing stretch in the wilderness do to Jesus? It freed him. It set him free from all the devilish attempts to distract him from his true purpose, from hungry craving for things with no power to give him real life, from any illusion he might have had that God would make life easy for him. After 40 days in that wilderness, Jesus had not only learned to manage his appetites, he had also learned to trust the Spirit that had led him there, had led him out of the wilderness again, with the kind of clarity and grit he would not have found anywhere else. This wisdom about the value of the wilderness is almost lost in our time, lost by popular culture, and lost even to many of us in the Christian tradition that is charged with preserving it. But there's a reason that we observe this season every year, much like our Muslim neighbors who started Ramadan this week. It's important. Anyone who wants to follow Jesus all the way across needs the kind of clarity and grit we will make our together, that we will do together in this wilderness. Lent is a time of reflection, and there's nothing like a pilgrimage to conjure that up. Making intentional journeys has been a ritual of humankind across times and traditions. So inspired by passages in our scriptures that talk about journeys and roads and pathways of life, we will make our way together through this season, just like these folks on the edge of the world, well, at least the edge of the ocean, making their way along the Camino path. After Jesus' baptism, he went on a pilgrimage into the wilderness, and it was a time to dig deep into the humanity of his soul. Along the way, he encounters what we all encounter in the path of life: temptations to stray from the path that God intends for us. But, as I said earlier, as we have heard it said, all who wander are not lost. For it is in the wandering that we find our true selves. Spiritual leaders across time and geography and tradition have been known to take time to take a journey of self-examination to prepare for their work. So we are making a bold invitation to each other to dare to face our demons in these next 40 or so days. What spiritual leaders and therapists and researchers can tell you is that when we do face down those demons, they fade into the background, having lost their power over us. This is the Lenten journey, and it takes more than one shot. We have to keep doing it over and over again to keep shedding those appetites, those cravings, to keep battling with those demons that are persistent. And we will be freed of our cravings and face and overcome our demons when we dare to follow Jesus into the wilderness. We shed our illusions of self-sufficiency. I can do it all myself. And we learn to acknowledge our dependence on the holy mystery of life. We surrender ourselves to the one who made us and who wants to be deeply and intimately connected with us. We face the darkness, those scary roads that we talked about earlier, both physical and spiritual and psychological. As we do so, God strengthens us to persevere and to overcome. Now, our first temptation is actually, before we even get out into the wilderness, our first temptation is to not go out there in the first place. We don't need to pay attention to Lent. There's nothing in the stores about it, that's for sure. We can try to avoid the solitude, the reflection that brings us face to face with our demons. But Lent doesn't mean punishing ourselves or making ourselves suffer. Lent, do you know what Lent means? Springtime. It just means spring. It's an opportunity for new birth, for new growth, for renewal. So we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, the way of Jesus, the wandering way. For Jesus prepared for his ministry by going out into the desert. And we can do the same. Lent is not about being miserable. We go hungry so that we can stop spoiling our dinner. We avoid junk food and wait long enough to eat what truly nourishes us and satisfies our deepest longings and not simply our most urgent cravings. So if we give something up, that's the reason. But we might also take something new on for Lent rather than give something up. We might give our time or something else that's precious to us to take on a new discipline, a new opportunity. It's an opportunity to experience spiritual springtime when we can emerge from the winter of our discontent as a repentant, empowered people. If we sacrifice something, it's about making room in our lives for something more valuable. The fulfillment of our heart's deepest longing and the discovery of true joy. This is an invitation to let go of fake goodness that we sometimes wear in the church and elsewhere. and instead to see ourselves as God sees us, as beautiful, deeply flawed, and extraordinarily wonderful creations of light. So friends, let us dare to follow in the footsteps of Jesus as we begin this season of Lent. Let us encourage each other and train together for the unavoidable wilderness of our times. Let us dare to enter the wandering way and venture into the wilderness. Unlike Jesus, we don't need to do it alone. And like Jesus, we are never alone. Jesus will guide us. The Spirit will sustain us, and God will set us free. Amen.